But the emissary is like this. This is Gemara. It's really a Mishnah in the end of Masechtas Tainis. Very, very, very well-known Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, Lehayu yamim tovim liYisrael k'chamisha asa ba'av u'kiyayim ha'kipurim. There were no happier days the whole year than chamisha asa ba'av and Yom Kippur. What happened on those days? Shebehem b'nois Yerushalayim yoytzez b'chli lov and shulam. The b'nois Yerushalayim, the girls in Eretz Yisrael, they used to go out into the vineyard, and they were wearing white clothing, borrowed white clothing. Why they borrow it? Not to embarrass someone that didn't have her own clothing. And they would dance in a circle in the kerem. What did they say? Bachar. They would turn to the bachrim and they would say, now is the time for shidduchim, and look and see who you want to take as a wife. And then they would say, Al titene necha benoi, don't look, focus on noi, tene necha ben mishpacha. And they would quote the pasuk, Sheker achem vehevel ayoyfi isha yiris Hashem hitasalo, v'oimre tenu lami priyodeo, v'halalu b'shara maser. And then the Mishnah concludes and says, v'cheinu oim, the pasuk says, tse'ena ure'ena benoi siyoin. Ba'melech shloimoi, ba'atara she'itrulei imoi, b'yoyim chasunasoi, u'b'yoyim simchas libas. This is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. And the pasuk describes the yoyim chasunasoi and the yoyim simchas libai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Tzena urena b'noi tziyoyim ba'melech shloimoi. The melech shloimoi is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'atara she'itrulei imoi is referring to Knesset Yisrael. B'yoyim chasunasoi, Ubiyoim Simchas Liboy, says the Mishnah, Biyoim Chasunasoi, Ze Matan Torah, that's referring to Matan Torah. Ubiyoim Simchas Liboy, Ze Binyan Beis Hamikdash, that's referring to Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So the Mishnah says, Lehoyu Yomim Toivim Bi Yisrael, Kechamisha Asubav, Kiyem Akipur. Shebehem Ben Oisim Shalem, Yoitz Bekli Lov and Shulim, and Sheker Achim, the Hevel Ayofi, Ishan Yeres Hashem Yitzalo, Tunu Lami Priya Devi, Halalu Bashar Masa. The Chenu Oimer, we're bringing a riot to what we just said. A riot to this idea. Which idea? Say the Rishonim, Rashi, the Rabbi Tanura, the idea that Yom Kippur was a very, very happy day. In fact, Lihayu Yomim Toivim LiYisrael, Ke Yom Kippurim UChamish HaSabab. But we're bringing a riot to Yom Kippur. It's the pasuk that says Tzeenu Urena Bnei Tzion BaMelech Shloimoi BaTera SheItrolai Imoi BeYom Chasunasa BeYom Simchas Liboy. And BeYom Chasunasa, that's referring to Matan Torah. UBeYom Simchas Liboy, that's referring to Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So what does Matan Torah and Binyan Beis Hamikdash have to do with Yom Kippur? This is a makar that Lihayu Yom Toivim BeYisrael Ke Yom Kippurim. Yeah, very nice. You see, it was a big simcha. Yom Chasunos, it's a very happy day. Ubiyom Simchas Liboy. Yom Chasunos is Matan Torah. So Rashi says, Yom Chasunos is Matan Torah. It's referring to Yom Kippur. Sheninu by Luches Achroinus. We didn't get the Torah on Shavuos. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luches. He came down. Chet Egel, he broke the Luches. He went up, and then he went up again. And then finally, Vayom Hashem Salachti Kidvarecho, Luches Shnios, and he didn't get the Luches Shnios on Yom Kippur. So it comes out that the Luches Shnios, that's the Yom Chasunos. That's Matan Torah, we got the, it wasn't the original Matan Torah, but that's when we got the Luchas Shnios, and the day of Matan Torah is referred to as Yom Chasunasai. Yom Simchas Liba is Ben Yom Beis Hamikdash. What does that have to do with Yom Kippur? So Rashi doesn't say. But if you look in the Rab Bar Tanura, the Bar Tanura says that Shlomo HaMelech, after he built the first Beis Hamikdash, there was the Chanukas Habayis for 7 days. And the 7 days of the Chanukas Habayis were the 7 days preceding Sukkot. Which means it started the 7 days before Sukkot. Yom Kippur falls out during the 7 days before Sukkot. Which means that they celebrated Yom Kippur that year as being the Chanukas Habayis of the Beis Hamikdash. So Yom Kippur was a day of Matan Torah Luchas Shnios, and Yom Kippur was also a day of Binyan Beis Hamikdash in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, and that's why Lehayu Yomim Tovim LiYisrael Ki Yom HaKippur. The truth is, if you think about it, it's very, very tzarech bir. Because really what we're saying is that Yom Kippur was the happiest day of the year. It was mamash lehayu yom tovim b'Yisrael ki yom ha'kippurim. What's the reason for it? Because that was the yom chasunasei of Klal Yisrael. That's when we got the Luchas Shnios. Luchas Shnios is the chasun. So we got the Luchas Shnios. Therefore, it's the happiest day of the year. And not just that, it's the day of the Beis Hamikdash. One of the days of the Chanukas Habayis of Shlomo HaMelech coincided with Yom Kippur. It's one of the 7 days. And that's why Yom Kippur goes down as one of the happiest days of the year. It's very, very schwer. First of all, there were 7 days of Chanukas Habayis. One of them happened to have been Yom Kippur. And by the way, even that was only the 7 days of Habayis Rishon. There was also Habayis Sheni, there was a Mishkan. The Chanukas Habayis of the Mishkan was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Why are we focusing on Yom Kippur? And also, Yom Chasunasai, right? the day of a person's chasana is likely going to be the happiest day of his life. But Yom Kippur for us is not the day of our chasana. It's the day of our anniversary, right? It's the day that 3,000 plus years ago is Gevein HaChasana. I hear. That's the happiest day of the year. That's Lehoyu Yomim Tovim B'Yisrael because it was the anniversary? Maybe. But is that the pshat? So obviously there's something going on over here. So just one machshava that the Oilus Ephraim says. So the Oilus Ephraim was the Kli Yakar. In the Oilus Ephraim, in a few different places, he talks about this Gemara. That the Gemara says, Lehoyu Yom Tovim B'Yisrael, Ki Yom HaKippurim, because it was Yom Chasnu Nasai, and it was Yom Simchas Libay. And he says a Dover Nifla. The Oilus Ephraim says that that's true, that the Yidden, after they received the Torah, they worshipped the Egel. And Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchas Rishonos. He saw they worshipped the Egel, and he broke the Luchas. And then he went back up to Shemayim, and 40 days, and another 40 days, Lechem Leichalti Maim Leishasisi, and then finally Yom Kippur, he came down with Luchas Shniyos, and that was a Yom Chasu Nasai for Klal Yisrael, as an Ummah, as a nation, that happened at one moment in history. It happened 3,000 plus years ago. He says Yoin Simchas Liboy was referring to the Chanukas Habayis of the first Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. It was a huge deal. They made sudas and parties like the world had never seen. And that was a very, very big deal. It happened to coincide with Yom Kippur. And for whatever reason, Yom Kippur is remembered as one of the days of Yoin Simchas Liboy based on a historical event that happened at one point in history. But says Doilas Ephraim that the truth is those two events were really microcosms of something that happens every single year to every single person. So he says like this. He says, we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship of Ish V'Isha. It's a relationship of Yisrael, the Kutcha Berichu Chad. The whole Shir HaShirim, the Rambam says, is a mashal to the relationship that a Yid is supposed to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a relationship of Ani L'Doidi, V'doidili. That's what that relationship is. But said the Oilus Ephraim that just like the chasana between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way it was manifest when we received the Torah, it was manifest with luchos. There were luchos. The luchos were broken. When we got the luchos back, that was the Yom Chasu Nasai. That's when we got the luchos back. It says every single yid in his heart has luchos as well. He says, where does he have luchos inside his heart? He has luchos in his heart, like the pasuk says, kosvei maluach libecha. And the luchos are michtav elikim. Because inside a person's heart, he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eibishter literally resides in every single person's heart. And he says, that's the kosvei maluach libecha, michtav elikim, luach miloshen luchos. We have luchos inside our heart, and the luchos represent, they're symbolic of this relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But said, Da'ilus Ephraim, you know what happened? A Yid also has a Yetzahara. And the Yetzahara causes a person to do Averis. And the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samechei, the very, very end of the Masechta, that there are three Averis that a person is always nichshol in. Avodah Gilui Arayis, Gezel, and Lashon Hara. Said Da'ilus Ephraim, Arayos, Gezel, and Lashon Hara are Rosh HaTevis Egel. And a person has in him the Egel. His Egel is Arayos, it's Gezel, and Lashon Hara. And he says, when a person worships the Egel, you know what happens? He says, the Michtav Elikim starts eroding. So he says, what are you supposed to do? What does a person do when he feels like the Michtav Elikim, the Kasvim Aluach Libecha, is to the point where he can barely read the words, where he can't inherit anymore. He has no relationship. He doesn't feel anything. There's nothing there. He knows there's luchas. So what should you do? So said the other friend, there's a blueprint. The blueprint is, v'matur chovitz leida matakante. You want to know what to do? Tzilach be'ikvei aluchas ashashova Moshe. Look at what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shemayim. He was holding luchas. The luchas were written in Michtav Elikim. And what did he do with the luchas? He broke them. Now, no one can understand how he break the luchas. So said the Kli Yakar in this piece of Elas Ephraim, you know why he broke it? Because he saw the words were starting to erode. Because the energy, the koyach of the Michtav Elikim was the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bnei Yisrael. But when the Yidden worshipped the Egel, the Michtav Elikim, he couldn't read it anymore. So you know what Moshe Rabbeinu did? He took the luchas and he broke it. Why did he break it? To make a point? You know why he broke it? Because he realized that we have to start all over again. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, and he went up to Shemayim for 40 days and for 40 nights, lechem lo yachalti, umayim lo yashasisi, and then he came back You know what he came back with? Nu luchos. So said Doyla Safraim, you know what the nimshal is? When a person feels like his heart is not there, he doesn't feel the michtav alikim, he can't even read the oisius anymore. You do what Moshe Rabbeinu did, you take your heart and you break your heart. Leiv nishbar v'nitke. And you break it, you take that heart, and you tell the Eibishter, ich bin azoitze brochen, I don't feel anything, I'm ready to take the heart, and I throw it on the ground. And then you ask the Eibishter for a lev, a new lev, a lev tahar barali elikim, v'ruach nochen chadesh bekirbi, give me a new heart. And he said it works, and you're going to come back with luchish shnius. You're going to end up getting a new heart. This is all in the Eilas Ephraim. And he says it by Arichas. This is literally a synopsis of the point that he's making. See, he says this whole idea of the Yidavi Mekabal, the Torah, and then the Chet Egel and the Shvir Saluchas, and then 40 days growing up and then coming back down with the Luchas Shnias. He said this was all a mashal. This, I mean, it's not a mashal, happened. But in terms of us, we have to understand there's a pnimius that relates to us every single day, every single year. This is something that's very, very real. We have a relationship. The relationship is symbolized with the luchos. But when we do averis, we have our own chet egel. What's our chet egel? It's arayas, it's gezels, lashon hara. So the michtav erodes. What you need to do is do a moshe that you break the luchos, you break the hearts. You tell the Eibishter, this heart is not a brachin heart. You can't come to yourself. And then you dive into the Eibishter, give me a new heart. And that new heart comes. That's the lev tahar barali elikim, and you end up having your new heart, and with the new heart, that's the luchay shniyos, and it comes all over again. Kasvim aluach libecho, and that's the hearts that you can end up having. So the Safraim continues. He says we had a Beis HaMikdash once upon a time. So he says that if you look in the Rishonim, he quotes the Rambam and the Sefer Ikrim and the Rabbeinu Bachi and other Rishonim. They all said that every single mitzvah is nitzchias. So you have all the mitzvahs of the Mishkan, the mitzvahs of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, you should go ahead, build the Mizbeach, build this, build that. But if they're supposed to be nitzchias, that means every single day of every single year, you're able to be Mekayim all 613 mitzvahs. You can't bring Karbonis, Bismanas, right? There's so many things we can't do. So how are you going to be Mekayim all those mitzvahs? So says the Eilu Sefraim, it's muchach, that there's a Mishkan and a Mikdash and this Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash that we have a Shaychus to today as well. So where is that? He says, the person. And he goes on to say, and Reb Chaim V'Loshen says it's in Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph as well. He says, the person's Mayach, the person's head, his brain. He says, that's his Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Lefnai V'Lefnim. He says, the head, that's the other side of the Pereiches, that's where the Menorah is, that's where the Shulchan is, and the rest of the Guf, that's the rest of the Makam HaMikdash. But the point is, he says every single Yid has a Mishkan, every single Yid has a Mikdash. What happens? We do Averis. And when we do Averis, we're Metama the Mikdash. But at the same time, if a Yid does Tshuva, and a Yid Zoicha to Slicha, Mechila, and Tahira, what happens is he has a Chanukah Sabayis all over again. He has a Yoim Simchas Liboy. Because the Chanukah Sabayis is the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna. That Mishkan that he has inside his heart suddenly comes back. So said Doyle Safrai, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for 40 days and he came down with Luchas Shnias. When were those 40 days? So the Torah says in the beginning of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, he went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul and he came back on Yom Kippur. Those are the 40 days of Rachamim. Those are the 40 days of Slichas. Those are the 40 days of Ratzin. It's the 40 days of Tshuva. It's Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li Soifitevis Yod 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 Yod. That's Gematri Arbaim, like all the Rishonim and the Poskim say, because those are the 40 days of Rachamim. So what's the Eis Ratzin for a person to break his heart and tell the Eibishter, this heart that you can't even read the Mikhtav Elikim anymore, I'm going to do what Moshe Rabbeinu did. I'm going to take the cue from Moshe. I'm going to break the Luchas Rishonis, and now I'm going to dive in for Luchas Shnias. That's Chodesh Elul up until Yom Kippur. And if a person Zoicha to Slicha Mechila, what happens on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, a person zoicha to Luchas Shnias. And if a person zoicha to Slicha Mechila, so a person zoicha that the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, that would been defiled, now all of a sudden there's going to be a simcha like there was in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. Because now all of a sudden it's going to be B'yom Simcha Sliboy, now you're going to have a Chanukah Sabayis. So said the Eilas Ephraim, that was the Tifkeit in the Mishnah Masechtas Tainus. Why? Like the Pasuk says, Seno Renu B'noi Siyoin, B'amelech Shlomo B'atar That happened 3,000 years ago. That's not the day of the chasuna, it's the day of the anniversary. It's a 3,000th anniversary. It's nice, but it's not the day of the chasana. Yom Simchas Libay. What does that have to do with Yom Simchas Libay? So said the Sefraim, the Tifkeit is that every single person on Yom Kippur is Zoicha to Slicha Mechila. Every person Kefi Madre Gosse, Kefi how much Tshuva he does, but Itzu Meishol Yom is Mechaper, and on some level Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even Le'enim Shavim. Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha Mechila. And because it's a day of Slicha Mechila, it's a day of Lucha Shnias. It's a day where a person can tell the Eibush that that's a brach in the hearts that I have. I'm ready for a Leif Tahar Barali Elikim. And it's a day that's mesugal for that Leif Tahar. But the reason it was such a day of Simcha was because they weren't just remembering and commemorating the Yom Chasunase that had happened thousands of years earlier, but rather it was in Yom Chasunase that the Yidden were able to feel the Chasana. They were able to feel the Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, the culmination of Chodesh Elul, which is Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, which is Melech Basada. It's the whole avoid of Elul is Yom Chasunase. It's Lucha Shnias. That's the culmination. The 40 days you're asking the Eibush, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, I want to come back. I know I did the Chet Egel, Arayas, Gezel, and Lashon Hara, but I'm ready to come back. And that's Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. You take the initiative, V'doidi Li, the Eibush is going to come back. What's the when does it end? What's the 40th day Yom Kippur? What's Yom Kippur? It's Yom Chasunase. What's Yom Chasunase? It's Lucha Shnias. You're right. Luchashnias, we're back. It's Kosvei Maluach Libecha. It's Leif Tar Barali Elikim. It's Bavavi Mishkan Evna. Either way, of course, to understand and learn this, how it's possible that Yom Kippur could be a day of Simcha, it's very, very schwer. The Diyukim from Bezalel Zolti and the Rambam, that it's Muchach Lachura from the Rambam, that Yom Kippur is a day of Simcha. And the truth is that really, if you think about it, it's a Mishnah. In fact, it's one of the most famous Mishnahs in Shas. Lehoyo Yomim Tovim B'Yisrael, Ki Yom HaKippurim, and the Pasuk that the Mishnah brings to make this point is Senu Rena Ben Oisim B'Melech Shloimo B'Atarish Itra Le'imoy B'Yom Chasunasoy U'B'Yom Simchas Liboy. Yom Chasunasoy, that's the happiest day in a person's life. Yom Simchas Liboy, Simchas Halev, this is a Simcha Pnimi. These were words that Chazal used to describe Yom Kippur. And why is that? Because at the end of the day, Yom Kippur is a Yom Adin, it's the day of the Chesima, it's Ne'ila, and in many, many ways, a scary day. Like the Rambam says, it's days of Yira and Tshuva and Pachad, and that's why we don't say Hallel, because it's not a day of Simcha Yisera, says the Rambam, but at the same time, it's also a day of Slicha, it's also a day of Mechila, it's also the culmination of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. It's a day that a person has the ability to renew his vows, Kavi Yochel, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a day where the Mishkan that he has inside his lev is cleansed. It's a day where he can start over, literally, with a Reina Mizbeach, with a Reina Menorah, and a Reina Shulchan, and he can feel Me'ein the Simcha that the Yidden felt in the times of Shloimeh HaMelech. It's a little bit of the Pnimiyas HaInyan, Kemavura, and the Eilas HaFrayim.